This episode contains graphic details of murder and other crimes. Listener discretion is advised. And welcome back to Not Always Polite. I hope you guys have had a great week. I was away last weekend. I was at a wedding. Congratulations to Brad and Sarah. I know both of you listen from time to time. So once again, congratulations on your wedding. So I was away last weekend. I hope you guys didn't miss me too much. Today I am coming to you with two missing persons cases. And I'm doing two because, as usual, they are extremely underreported, so there's basically no information. So I'm going to tell you what I could find, and we'll go from there. Does that sound good? Okay, cool. The first unsolved murder, well, the first case is an unsolved murder, and it's the unsolved murder of Anthony Manning. So shortly after 6 p.m. on Friday, May 8th of 2009, 39-year-old Anthony Manning was found murdered in a home in London, Ontario. The London Police Services were told by an unnamed source that Anthony had been killed. When officers entered the apartment located at 202-499 Cleveland Avenue, his remains were located in the bathroom. The autopsy would later reveal that Anthony died from a gunshot wound. Anthony's murder remains unsolved to this day. So, like I mentioned, there's a lack of coverage on this case. According to a London Free Press article, Anthony's murder, quote, has largely faded from the public radar. Nearly the only time Anthony's murder is mentioned is when the police are discussing cold cases. Due to the lack of details available around Anthony's murder, it's really hard to theorize about what happened. Well, we know what happened, but like what led up to the shooting. So, the police, however, have made a couple interesting statements about the case. Quote, we know that a number of people came and went from this address in the days leading up to the discovery of his body. We believe that there are people with information out there about how Anthony was murdered who have not come forward. So, this obviously seems to suggest that perhaps the apartment where Anthony was found may have been a popular party spot or was maybe used for, like, selling drugs or some sort of illegal activity, but that is obviously not confirmed. It has also been reported that the police arrested two men at the scene who were eventually released without charges, but these men could have been involved or not. There's no information saying one way or another. So basically that's it, unfortunately, about Anthony's case. If you can help solve this murder, please contact the London Police Service at 519-661-5670. But that is literally it that's out there about Anthony. So, if you or anyone you know might have any information about Anthony's murder, please do not hesitate to reach out. You might not think you know anything and you end up knowing a lot. But yeah, please keep your eyes, ears, everything out. Because I can't believe that a whole ass human can pass away at the hands of someone else and there just like not be any information out there. But that's the first case. So the second case is the mysterious disappearance of Bradley Allen Taylor. In 2009, Bradley Allen Taylor's family reported him missing to the London Police Service. Bradley was 44 years old at the time and was on a road trip home to Enfield, Nova Scotia from London, Ontario when he mysteriously disappeared. During his trip, Bradley spent the night in Brockville, Ontario, at the Travel Lodge Motel. On the morning of January 10th, Bradley packed up his car and left the motel. Later that same day, the police found his vehicle abandoned. It was discovered near a railway crossing in Roussillon, Quebec. Many of Bradley's important personal belongings were located inside the car. The authorities searched the surrounding area but did not turn up any sign of Bradley. Soon afterwards, the police in Quebec contacted Bradley's family in London to let them know about their discovery. Bradley's family promptly reported him missing after the police in Quebec found his vehicle. Later, the Quebec police conducted a more thorough and widespread search of the area around Bradley's car. Again, nothing was found that indicated about Bradley's whereabouts. A few weeks after Bradley vanished, his family put a flyer up in the area where his car was abandoned, but there were no leads that came from it. At the time of his disappearance, Bradley was 44. He stood 5'10" and weighed 205 pounds. He had brown hair, blue eyes, and was described as a white male. He had a distinguishing characteristic of a deformity of his thumb on his right hand, and he wore glasses with a metal frame. He also went by Joe Strummer. And basically, that's it. That's all that's out there. One article by the True Crime Files say that they don't think that he disappeared voluntarily because he left his vehicle and many personal effects behind, but that's basically it. Again, people are urged to contact the London Police Service at 519-661-5670 with any information regarding Bradley's disappearance. And that is all I have for you guys today. I hope you have a safe and happy weekend. For my Canadian listeners, happy Thanksgiving. I'm heading to my grandparents to celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow with my family. I hope you guys have some fun this weekend. I will catch you guys next week for another new episode. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at NotAlwaysPolite. And if you would so kindly leave me a review wherever you're listening, I would really appreciate it. And I'll catch you guys next week. Bye.